You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, December 8th. I'm Zeke Robison. Did you know that Elijah Wood and Mike Tyson cameo videos were used in a Russian disinformation campaign? It's true, and we're going to talk about it. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. For around $340, actor Elijah Wood can record you a personalized video wishing you happy birthday. John McGinley, best known for his role in medical TV show Scrubs, will give you a lengthy pep talk for around $475. Priscilla Presley will record a clip talking about everything from Christmas shopping to Graceland for around $200. These celebrities all use the video sharing platform Cameo to quickly snap homemade videos for fans who pay them for the honor. They can be seen celebrating anniversaries, lightly roasting people, or offering advice. This summer, however, some videos have been weaponized by an unknown Russian group, which has crudely edited the clips and used them as part of its wide-ranging information warfare tactics against Ukraine. At least seven seemingly unaware celebrities, including those listed above, have had their cameo videos manipulated by pro-Russian actors to appear as if they're criticizing Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, according to new Microsoft research published today. The altered cameo videos were shared on social media, then heavily reported on by Russian government-owned or controlled newspapers and TV channels, the research says. The videos started appearing in July and follow similar patterns. It's at irregular intervals, says Clint Watts, the general manager of Microsoft Threat Analysis Center, which published the research in an update on Russian information and cyber activities. It's a different actor or actress popping up saying a very similar script, Watts says. The videos often see the celebrity talking to Vladimir and saying they should get help with possible substance abuse. The videos are later edited to appear as if the celebrity were addressing Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The Kremlin has consistently pushed disinformation, calling Zelensky an addict. The videos can have emoji, links, and social handles added to them before they are shared on social media. The seven celebrities Microsoft highlights are actors Elijah Wood, John McGinley, Dean Norris, Kate Flannery, and Priscilla Presley, musician Shavo Odadjian, and boxer Mike Tyson. There is no suggestion that the celebrities knew their videos would be edited or manipulated in this way. I just want to make sure you are getting help, Wood, the former Lord of the Rings actor, appears to say in the video. The manipulated video has a Ukrainian flag, a social media handle for Zelensky, and a link to a drug and alcohol research center, and has been made to look like it appeared on Instagram. The video has several jarring cuts throughout and is evidently altered. I hope you get the help that you need. Lots of love, Vladimir, take care, Wood seemingly says at the end of the footage. In another video, Kate Flannery, who starred in The Office, appears to say, "You need to go to the rehab," and that Vladimir deserves a good life. Over the past decade, Russian disinformation efforts have evolved to keep up with the current web trends, Watts says. Around the 2016 U.S. elections, pro-Russian accounts were sharing their messages using blog post links. Watts says that the cameo videos did not appear to have reached a wide audience, but the effort was novel and part of Russia's ever-changing tactics. It's very hard to influence if you're not in video in the current era, Watts says, adding that the cameo videos were not edited to a high quality. The request was submitted through Cameo and was in no way intended to be addressed to Zelensky or have anything at all to do with Russia or Ukraine or the war, says a representative for Elijah Wood. A spokesperson for boxer Mike Tyson says the video of him is false and he does not produce such content. Anything outside of his usual lighthearted cameo videos is being altered, the representative says. Representatives for other celebrities in the cameo videos did not immediately respond to requests for comment or could not be reached ahead of publication. Brandon Casimir, a spokesperson for Cameo, says it is the company's policy not to comment on any trust and safety investigations. However, Casimir says the kind of videos described in the research would violate the company's community guidelines, and Cameo will typically take steps to remove the problematic content and suspend the purchaser's account to help prevent further issues. Additional analysis of the Cameo videos shows how they spread through Russian government-owned or backed media outlets. Anti-Bot for Navalny, an anonymous Russia-based information research group, looked at mentions of the seven celebrities and the videos and found they appeared dozens of times in Russian media, which is largely state-backed or owned. An Anti-Bot for Navalny member who was not involved in the Microsoft research says it appears that one celebrity was targeted each week for nearly 2 months. The researcher says that Priscilla Presley's video was mentioned on one of the biggest primetime political talk shows in Russia. The widest coverage, as measured by number of major media agencies mentioning them, was received by John McGinley, the researcher says. This included TV service RT, which is sanctioned in Europe. They add that Russian fact-checking website Proverano has debunked several of the videos. The cameo videos are not the first time that pro-Russian actors have used celebrities to try and push their messages. This week, Wired revealed how a notorious Russian disinformation effort called Doppelganger, which has links to Russian military intelligence, has been using images of celebrities including Taylor Swift, Beyoncé, Oprah, Justin Bieber, and Cristiano Ronaldo to promote anti-Ukraine messages on social media. The efforts reached more than 7.6 million people on Facebook in November, according to an analysis of ads on the platform. The Anti-Bot for Navalny researcher says people trust well-known public figures, even if they are not an expert on a subject area. This is exactly what is exploited by Russian media domestically, and in a quite similar way by doppelganger operators targeting other countries, the researcher says. If you are out of experts saying what you need, just use a video footage or a photo with whoever looks familiar and add subtitles, voiceover, or a written quote with whatever talking points you are seeking to amplify. When the Russians are particularly successful in this, they're quick and tied to current events and news stories, says Microsoft's Watts. In recent weeks, researchers, including those at Microsoft, have linked some disinformation about the Islam-Hamas war to Russian actors trying to capitalize on the moment. Videos faking news reports from the BBC and Bellingcat have been posted on Russian Telegram channels in the past 2 months. The videos, according to researchers, include false quotes attributed to Bellingcat founder Elliot Higgins and use a similar style to the BBC. The videos push messages incorrectly claiming that Ukraine is selling weapons to Hamas. Most of the Russian narratives highlighted by recent research focus on discrediting Ukraine and its leadership as Russia's full-scale war enters its second winter. However, next year, dozens of countries, including the US, EU, and UK, are set to hold elections. As this happens, Russian influence operations may also change course. Microsoft's Watts says he expects that by March, one of the biggest concerns will be whether Russian malicious actors, including hacker groups, are targeting more European and North American targets to potentially conduct hack and leak operations to drive narratives around any sort of political warfare they want to pursue. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, why it took Meta 7 years to turn on end-to-end encryption for all chats. Checking in on Wired Science? Don't worry, it's just fire ice. And on Wired Security, police can spy on your iOS and Android push notifications. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.